Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. I think we can do that a little bit better, though. So the correct response to Christ is risen is Christ is risen indeed. And if you want to add an alleluia to that, you can. But so let's try one more time. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. That's so much better. Good morning on this beautiful Easter morning. Welcome to Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church. I'm so happy to see all of your faces. A couple of announcements. One is if you ordered Easter flowers, be sure to pick them up today. And I also want to prepare you for next week is Holy Humor Sunday, so you're not going to want to miss that. I think you all know that I can put on a pretty good Holy Humor Sunday. Okay. All right. Any other announcements that aren't in the bulletin that I need to?
Kristen, there are some sweet rolls left. They're in the library. Anybody wants to take them?
There are some sweet rolls left over in the library. If you would like them, take them.
If you haven't paid for your flowers, please do so, making sure you mark your check or the envelope. Thank you.
Yes, and if you haven't paid for your flowers yet, you're going to want to make sure that you pay for those and mark your envelope that they're for the flowers. Okay. With that, let us place our cell phones in their most prayerful and meditative settings and prepare to worship God with our call to worship. Beloved church, behold the victory of our God. Jesus, our Lord, has conquered the grave. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Sin and death shall reign no more. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Let this place resound with joy. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Thanks
be to God. Please rise in body or spirit for our opening hymn, Christ is risen, shout Hosanna.
Jesus, I'm sorry.
God has opened to us the gates of righteousness that we may enter through them. Confident in God's love, let us confess our sins. God of empty tombs and emptier people, we hesitate to speak of your hope. Forgive us and give us a voice. When we find it difficult to love one another, forgive us and give us fresh compassion. When we want to stand with the high and mighty, forgive us and seat us next to the poor and oppressed. When we stay locked behind our fears and doubts, forgive us and send us out to share your grace. We cannot believe your word of new life. Forgive us and fill us with your joy. Listen, siblings, God who raised Jesus from the dead has not given us over to death. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Before we go a little further, I just want to remind everyone that it's okay if you have wiggles, and it's okay if you have little shouts, and it's okay if you have laughter or cries. It's okay, all right? So if you need to wiggle, you wiggle. With that being said, friends, let us now profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Siblings, let us greet one another with signs of peace. And please be seated for our choir's anthem.
Show.
Amen. Let us now lift up our prayers of concern and joy for the world, the church, and one another. And as we do so, let us unite our hearts in prayer. After I say, God of the resurrection, you say, hear our prayer. For the church throughout the world, that as we celebrate the feast of Jesus' resurrection, we may renew our faith and strengthen our witness in Jesus' name. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. For pastors, teachers, ministers, that they be wise in leadership, humble in service, and fearless in the face of evil. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. For the governments of the world and its leaders, that they may practice compassion and reject the politics that use death and suffering as a means of control. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. For our planet Earth, that people may be good stewards of its resources and share in its abundance. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. For the poor and the stranger, that they may receive a place of refuge, hope, and hospitality. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. For the sick and those in distress, that they may find healing for their pain and be restored to fullness of life. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. For our neighbors, that together we may dwell in harmony. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. For our enemies, that we may love them and be agents of reconciliation in the name of Jesus. God of resurrection, hear our prayer. Almighty God, receive these prayers we offer, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, use us for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please rise in body and spirit for our hymn of praise, the Day of Resurrection. Thank you. Please be seated. God has given us life in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in gratitude, let us offer our hearts and the fruit of our labor to God's service. Almighty God, by your grace, accept the fruit of our labor and the offering of our lives in union with our risen Lord, who lives and reigns with you forever. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's scripture comes from the book of John 20, verses 1 through 18 from the New Revised Standard Version. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away and had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started towards the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now, Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, then I will go get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." Bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Almighty God, by the power of your Spirit, roll away the stone and reveal to us the word of life. Amen. It seems to me that Palm Sunday was at least 4 weeks ago. This has been a very long time since we've celebrated Jesus' entrance into the city, by laying down our palms and waving our hands around in the air. We ate some good food together. Jesus blessed us. We prayed. Some of us fell asleep together in the garden. Someone betrayed Jesus, and the Roman soldiers came to take him away. Jesus was incarcerated and tortured. We watched in horror as Jesus took his last breath. Tears ran down our faces as we accompanied the body to Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. We mourned the loss of this man upon whom we placed so many hopes and dreams. That man that was going to set us free from Roman oppression. We too have felt some deep heartache this week. And even though we know the end of the story, it doesn't make going through the motions any easier. And I wonder how much more difficult it was for the disciples and followers who didn't know how this would end. I think of Mary going to the tomb full of grief and sadness and disappointment. I wonder at the thoughts that were running through her head as she catches the first glimpses of the tomb with the stone rolled away. She knew something was wrong almost immediately. And she went to Peter and John. John is the beloved. We all know that. We don't all know that, but. So thinking that Jesus was removed from the tomb for some nefarious reason, she tells Peter and John to come and see for themselves. Sure enough, they each take turns looking into the tomb. Then there's nothing. No Jesus. Just a few pieces of cloth neatly folded where Jesus' body should be. John and Simon Peter seem to think that this isn't to concern themselves with. This isn't something that they should worry about too much. Or at the very least, they're thinking, there's nothing I can do about it. So they go back home and they leave Mary to continue her grief, to figure out some way to find Jesus' body. And as she's grieving, a few angels appear within the tomb and they ask her why she's crying. I'm assuming the angels already knew what was going on. They can't have been so daft as to not understand grief. But they knew Jesus had been resurrected. They came to see how everyone else would react to this joyous news, and there's this woman crying. Maybe they didn't realize that Jesus hadn't revealed himself quite yet. Mary looks around. She's searching for clues, and then this man asks her why she's crying, who she's looking for. She figured that he, as a caretaker of the tombs, has taken the body away, so she begs him to reveal the new burial spot. And then the man says her name. You know how certain people say your name a certain way, and you just know who it is because of their voice and the tone? I imagine that's what happened to Mary. She certainly wasn't expecting to hear Jesus' voice, but as soon as he said her name, it was unmistakably him. She couldn't see him before that because she wasn't expecting him. Well, she wasn't expecting Jesus to look like that. You know, like standing and upright, walking, talking. There are stories of several other people who couldn't see Jesus when he was right in front of them, too. And that's because Jesus didn't show up in ways that they were expecting. I sometimes wonder how many times Jesus has come up right next to us and we haven't recognized him. I mean, that's probably the reason that you came here today, right? To see Jesus. Maybe not physically. Maybe you weren't expecting to physically see Jesus in the flesh right before you. But today is important to you. I mean, if there ever was a day that you were going to see Jesus, wouldn't it be today? The day of his resurrection? People come and see Jesus here all the time. You'd expect to find Jesus in a church, right? And yeah, we do see Jesus here. In the scriptures that are read, and the word that is preached, in the sacraments we participate in, and the way that we care for one another. These are the things that remind us that resurrection isn't just a historical event that we remember once a year. For us, it's a present reality that we can experience every single day. But Jesus isn't just here or just in churches. We need to expect to see Jesus wherever we go. Jesus could be next to us in line at the grocery store or in one of the cars behind us. Jesus could be the one asking you for a quarter for the bus stop, walking around your neighborhoods. Jesus could be in the pew behind you. Nice. So I worked in an emergency room when I lived in Illinois. And one night, there was a man who came in, and he was promptly taken promptly placed on a mental health hold. And I, you know, was going to take care of him, and I asked one of the nurses about him, if there was anything I needed to know or anything that I needed to do for him. And she replied, "Oh, he's real nutty. He thinks he's Jesus." And only partly joking, I said, "How do you know he's not Jesus?" She did not like that. Mary Magdalene came and saw things that were not as expected. The resurrection upsets all of our expectations. The only way to apprehend it is to come to see that things are different. Things are always different than expected when it comes to Jesus. Might it also be that things could be different with us, his followers? How wonderful would it be if people said, "Oh, those followers of Jesus are not like other people. Come and see how they love the world." And it's okay if you're here and you came here questioning, is it true? Did this really happen? Theologian Karl Barth said that's one of the things that actually brings people to worship. That wondering, is it true that God lives and gives us life? Is it true that God established laws of nature but then one day broke those laws and raised Jesus from the dead? Is it true that something so extraordinary happened on the morning that we can only rebuild our lives on its foundation? Is it true? Come and see. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. It is a tradition of the Christian Church to introduce new members on Easter Sunday, and we have the distinct pleasure of welcoming three new members into our congregation today. I would like to ask Kimberly Norris, Doug Cornelius, and Faye Harris to please come forward.
Do you want to come forward too?
All right, and then our clerk of session.
On behalf of session, I present Kimberly Norris, who has been received into membership of this congregation by transfer from Care Presbyterian Church. Faye Harris and Doug Cornelius have also been received into membership of Glenshaw Valley Presbyterian Church by reaffirmation of faith.
In baptism, you were claimed by God, marked as Christ's own forever, and joined to his body by the Holy Spirit. You come to us then, not as strangers. Some of you not as strangers more than others. But as friends in Christ and members of the household of God. We rejoice that you now desire to join with this congregation in the worship and mission of the church. Hear these words from Scripture. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, on God, one God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Doug, Faye, Kimberly, we have professed our faith as one body, and now I ask you a question. Will you be a faithful member of this congregation, share in its worship and mission through your prayers and gifts, your study and service, and so fulfill your calling to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Glenshaw Valley, please raise your hands in gesture of blessing towards our new siblings and join me in prayer. Holy God, thank you for calling us to be your people and joining us to Christ's body, the church. We praise you for leading Faye, Kimberly, and Doug to this congregation. Empower us by your Spirit that we might love one another as Christ loved us, honoring him in all that we say and do, giving our lives in service to others, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful and know that the Holy Spirit is working within you. Remember your baptism and be thankful and know that the Holy Spirit is working within you. Remember your baptism and be thankful and know that the Holy Spirit is at work in you.
Welcome to this ministry, sharing Jesus Christ.
Let's welcome in our new members.
rise in body or spirit for our closing hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Before we go back into the world to find Christ in unexpected places, let me offer you a blessing. Receive the good news. Christ is risen from the dead. Tell the good news. The power of death shall no more oppress us. Live the good news. We are free to love as he has loved us. May the God who raised Jesus from the dead bless you, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, raise you with him in glory. Amen. Amen.